Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We are in round two of Name That Tune. This guy, me, is dominating this room today.
You are dominating this
Step
room
it
today.
Up, guys.
Yeah, sorry. It's 6-0.
I'll get one,
Billy.
Yeah, he got all six of them.
Has anyone ever gotten all of them?
I think Hot Wings might today.
I don't know.
But yeah, you're doing great. It's like I made this list just for you. Are we ready to
get
continue?
You were worried we might not get them because old Freebeer isn't here.
I know. I think there's one more that I was worried y'all wouldn't get. But I think now I take that back. I've got whatever it is called that I believe in you.
Confidence.
That's the word.
Faith.
Yeah, that one works too. Yeah, yeah, that all applies.
Positivity.
So many
good vibes.
Support.
So many words out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. And I can't find one. Yeah. Okay, we move on to Tune and Clue number 7. Although many people associate this song with this singer, it was Liza Minnelli who debuted it in 1977 in the film of the same name, which was directed by Martin Scorsese and starred Minnelli and Robert De Niro as musicians and lovers.
Mm, loafers.
Here is your tune, number 7.
Oh, Maitland.
Oh, honey.
Maitland! Is that Frank Sinatra, New York, New York?
Yes! Yeah.
Right, I know. My brain was going down a totally different
New
road.
Maitland's on the board.
Nice.
I wanna wake up in a city that doesn't sleep. And find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues.
I do love this song.
Yeah. Are melting away.
Every time I hear Frank Sinatra, I always think of impressions of Frank Sinatra. Like when he'd be singing, and he'd be like, New York. Hey, shut your trap. I'm singing up here. I see your ugly broad with you.
Was he notorious for that?
I don't know, but those are the impressions of him. Where he would like he was a tough guy. He was chairman of the board. Hey, Steve Lawrence, shut up. You're riding my coattails.
It's time for Tune and Clue, number 8. I think some of the younger folks in this room might have a chance at this one. In this song, this singer would leave his house in Budapest, his ancient treasure chest, his golden grand piano, his acres of land, his many artifacts, and the list goes on and on and of all the things that he would leave for you. If you just say the words, he'll up and run. Mm-hmm. Here's your tune, number 8.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focus EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I leave it all. My acres of a land, I've achieved.
Tommy. John Batiste, leave it all.
No.
It'd be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you.
Steve. John Batiste, Budapest.
You've got the right song.
Hot Wings.
Wrong artist. Hot Wings.
John Legend, Budapest.
No.
Ah, damn.
Maitland, that's you.
Budapest, Young the Giant.
No, this is George Ezra.
Yeah,
Budapest.
Ooh, for you. Ooh, I leave it all. Why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away.
That was a tough one for the room.
Yeah, it sure was.
Let's see how you do.
It's a terrible song.
How dare you?
I suddenly don't care for you.
I've heard that before. turns fast.
Oh, I understand this feeling now, actually. I feel bad I said it to you. Tune and Clue, number 9. This song has special relevance when you consider 21st century online dating. Here's why. It unites partners over the internet who are separated by a great distance. The decision the protagonist has to make, choosing to move to Georgia in this song to live in his world, is a common one nowadays that people have to eventually face if they start a long-distance relationship. Here's your tune, number 9.
Like the soundtrack to all the songs that I know but don't know who sings them or what they're called.
LA. Oh, dang it. Who is
Hot Wings?
Hot Wings.
Is that Rainy Night in Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips?
You've got the right band, but the Maitland. Wrong song.
Maitland! Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, I said, when I say Rainy Night in Georgia, yeah. Jesus Christ.
So he's leaving the light. He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world.
The worst thing that ever happened to Gladys Knight was Aretha Franklin.
Left behind.
Well, because she's awesome. Like Gladys so Knight is, she's a great singer. And I mean, obviously a lot of people know Gladys Knight and the Pips, but like, I think it was overshadowed a little bit by Aretha. I said Rainy Night in Georgia. Damn it.
Maitland's coming back as we move on to Tune and Clue number 10. There's been a great deal of speculation as to the identity of Karen, the woman this singer sings about, in the line, Karen, she's a silver sun. Until 2009, this singer would not reveal her identity, leading listeners to create their own theories. Some felt that Karen was a poetic name for the southern state this song title shares its name with. Others believe that Karen was a beautiful young woman this singer met while on a trip, which turned out to be the truth. And then others have said this song and Karen is about drugs, since at the time when it was written, this singer was trying real hard to kick a bad addiction to heroin.
Oh,
here's your tune, number 10.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine?
Can't you Hot just Wings.
Hot Wings.
James Taylor, Carolina.
Steve.
Going to Carolina. I'm going to Carolina.
Keep going.
Carolina in my eyes. No. My mind is set on Carolina.
Steve. Steve. James Taylor,
you love Carolina?
We Carolina on no Carolina down
Carolina vagina Carolina vagina Carolina sex
Carolina in my mind.
Yes,
of course. Didn't Hot Wings say that?
He said Carolina in my eyes.
I don't know. I said seven things.
Trains, trains, and eyes.
Carolina crotch.
Karen sees a silver sun. You best walk her away.
All right.
Oh, man.
When you were pointing at your crotch, what were you getting at with mind?
I was pointing at my Contigo, like put coffee in.
Oh.
And then I just started, I don't know, okay. And then I just started doing the insertion thing.
Oh.
And I was like, in.
I don't know it.
In. I got you. Carolina sex.
I don't think I know all the lyrics to this song.
Imagine if James Taylor wrote a song called Carolina Effin. Very off brand.
Yeah. And yet soothing in a weird way.
Tune and Clue, number 11.
Okay.
And this country singer's 11th number one hit on the country chart, that's this song we're about to get to, he tells and proclaims his love of his home state, but explains that he can never go back because he left behind a trail of broken hearts. That's why he hangs his hat in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Number 11. Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
George Strait, All My Exes Live in Texas.
Yes. I wasn't sure if it was George Strait, so I didn't say it.
I was in a death wobble, but I'm back.
All my exes live in Texas.
Yeah, Free Beer would have gotten that so early.
Oh, yeah.
Texas is a place
I dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee.
Yeah, you're damn right.
All right. So, Steve, you've got one.
Yeah.
That was a struggle one.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Nothing. And Maitland, you got like two or three, I think.
I have two.
Two. And then Hot Wings has the rest, which means that all of these are worth as many points as each of you need to beat Hot Wings.
Oh, man.
I know. You're really up against it, but like, I got a feeling.
And if I get like, it, I lose my points. Is that right?
It's like dynamic scoring.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You're welcome.
It happens.
All right. Here we go. A tuning clue number 12. This is another very quick Forrest Gump clue. In 1994, the movie Forrest Gump.
Forrest Glump would be an even worse sounding name.
Right. That really Glump. Changes the plot.
Hey, you guys head to the theater and see Forrest Glump. You couldn't say it without saying it there. Yeah. Like, Glump.
Imagine
Glump.
If it would have been Glump this whole time. All right, well, in that movie.
Bubba Glump. Shrimp. Oh, man. I think you'd have an easier time saying
it. Oh, yeah.
Bad
it would be the
there.
Bubba Glump Shrimp Clumpity.
Yeah.
Clumpity.
Yeah.
They do things
a little bit different.
Yeah, that's a Chaz Razzle right there.
Yeah, that's a Chaz Razzle joint.
I think I'm going to recover.
Okay. I'm just giggling.
So what was this song from Forrest Glump?
Bubba Glump, Shrimp Clumpity.
This place is Forrest is stationed in rainy Vietnam, and he writes a letter to his hippie girlfriend. And that's all.
Steve. Steve. CCR Fortunate Son.
Here's your next tune.
Okay. Oh.
Steve.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
The Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin'.
And the ladies.
Steve got to guess twice.
Yeah, sucks to suck, doesn't it?
All the things are
fine. He was totally wrong.
And the sky is gray.
We got two more we'll get to really quickly here.
Yeah.
Winners.
Let's go.
Yes, okay. Number 13.
Does that mean I'm winning?
Okay. Yeah, Steve's
you're
in the lead now.
Yeah, yeah, it was worth 9.
Yeah, it was one ahead of Hot Wings now. So tune in clue number 13, Hot Wings. You need this.
I know.
So now all the points go to beating Steve.
Okay.
The area this song is named after is a fashionable district in Rio de Janeiro. It was a fairly obscure stretch of beach until this song made it famous. The street where the songwriters used to sit and watch the girls go by has been renamed after the people who wrote this song. Here's your tune number 13.
Tall and thin and young and lovely. The girl from Ipanema goes
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
That's The Girl from Ipanema by Astrud Gilberto.
Yes.
What?
Great pull. Great song.
You damn right.
Hot Wings, back in the lead.
Yeah, back in the lead.
I just like the music.
Oh, this song's so good. Yeah, Tommy's here.
Yeah, this is from that, like, kind of French jazz era. With a little...
Who sings this?
Astrid Gilberto.
And Stan Getz is on...
And Stan Getz on saxophone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Final tune, final clue. It's anybody's game. Tommy, if you get this one, that means you could be the winner.
Yeah, play something from, like, 2015. I know three bands from then.
Okay. This is definitely from there.
Okay.
Really. Yeah. Tune and clue number last. This song finds this country singer singing about growing up and learning about life and love in a small town on this river.
Maitland. That's Alan Jackson Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
Wow.
Best list ever.
On the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
We land rubber on the Georgia asphalt.
Very strange
got
lyric.
Got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim
water.
And I learned was a lot about living and a little about love.
If you got a hot hoochie coochie, you know there's muddy water involved. It's disgusting.
Yeah, Ben Franklin said that.
Yeah, that was a Ben Franklin quote.
Yeah, Ben Franklin.
They almost put it on the Liberty Bell.
It cracked.
But it cracked, and that part fell off, yeah. Which is the same thing that happens if you got a hot hoochie coochie. It's no good.